The weather this year has made for a difficult beginning of season for all crop farmers. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Josh Scramlin. Now, when you think about crops, you always think about the big ones. Wheat, soybeans, corn, and maybe even hay and straw. But how could you forget about Wisconsin's apple growers? To get a look at how the weather has impacted this year's apple production, I put in a call to
Steve Lewis, President, Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is an apple orchard in Richland Center with over 180 acres of trees.
We grow about 20 different varieties, mostly Macintosh, Honeycrisp, Cortland, Gala are the main ones. They'll come ripe anywhere from around the 1st of September to the end of September.
And as far as crop availability?
For us, it's mid-August through around the 1st of December here.
Do you see that being any different this year with the weather?
Yeah, I think we're probably about a week to 10 days behind. You know, one of the big things is we've just been late. It's pushed it back so that, you know, it always kind of condenses things, you know, when it does that, because our, you know, typically your season doesn't get longer on the end. So it just makes things a little more frenzied in the spring to try and get, you know, you're waiting to get in and get going. The rain this year, it's been quite a challenge trying to get in and get things done. It also, on some of the diseases that we deal with, rain it favors them, so makes it a lot more difficult to try and stay ahead of those, and it's made for a lot more work just because there's a lot more pest pressure from that standpoint.
I guess I'm going to try to put a positive spin on the rain. Has the excessive rain been a good thing for your younger trees?
I would say no. I don't know if you can put a positive spin on this much rain, you know, because it's difficult getting them in, getting them planted, getting them supported and put up. It's just been, you know, it's too much rain is too much rain. And, you know, normally apple trees can, you know, can take a lot of rain, but this has just been that extreme year.
And besides weather, you know, you mentioned insects. What are some of the other problems that you're facing as an orchard? Would insects be the biggest thing besides the weather?
I don't know. Probably not, because, you know, over the years we've gotten good enough at managing a lot of these insects with a lot of the new things that we have at our disposal, not necessarily chemicals, but just practices that we do. You know, the only thing would be is when we get in some new invasive species, you know, like got the Asian beetle and some of these other stink bugs that are coming in that we've not dealt with. So that's probably one of the biggest things, you know, as those new species come along, we've got to learn how to handle and deal with them.
Of course. And looking forward to the fall, would your apple cider production be down this year?
Well, it's hard to tell because it's a little early yet to know what our exact crop is. You know, we're just, you know, in the next couple weeks going to be able to tell what, you know, how many of the apples that are going to set and stay on the tree versus, you know, what didn't get pollinated. The biggest thing for cider is if we get a hailstorm. You know, that'll take us from, you know, hopefully 1 or 2% culls that go into cider to, you know, you can get 90%. So a 2-minute hailstorm can really have a devastating effect on the orchards.
And then, again, looking forward to the fall, what do you think is going to be the favorite apple variety for apple pickers this upcoming season?
Yeah, I would say it's probably Honeycrisp has been the very popular one.
That's kind of what I expected. Honeycrisps are very, very delicious. I'm more of a Granny Smith guy, especially when it's dipped in caramel, covered in nuts, and is served on a stick. But in all seriousness, the severe weather has not made it easy for any crops in Wisconsin this year. And thank you so much again to Steve Lewis from Oakwood Fruit Farm in Richland Center for taking the time to talk to me. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Josh Scramlin.